The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
In December of 2020, federal agents knocked on military veteran Jeremy Brown's door and asked him to be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups involving a January event. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, went public with it, and the feds have been after him ever since. After an illegal search of his home 3 years ago, the same federal agents who Jeremy exposed on video allegedly found unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents. As a result, Jeremy Brown was sentenced to federal prison. While there, he filed for an appeal, which included evidence proving that federal agents planted the unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents during their search. Last January, he went public with this information. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found two male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has two dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years, and yet there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. His appeal was granted, but Jeremy has been kept from his lawyer, and the crooked U.S. justice system hopes to silence him in the D.C. gulag. His trial is tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. in Washington, D.C. Go there if you can and support Jeremy Brown as he exposes the truth about January 6th.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to testify to the truth and the reality of January 6th and my involvement not only with the Oath Keepers, but also my involvement with the federal government as they attempted to recruit me prior to the January 6th event, unbeknownst to me at the time, but of course it became very clear after the events of January 6th what had happened. So they know this. They know that I have a recording of this, and they do not want my story to get out there. And I've made it very widely known that I'm utilizing this opportunity to get on the stand in a misdemeanor trial to make the truth known to the American people on the record, under oath. All right. So the government is doing everything that they possibly can to prevent me from doing that. And their main thing is to interrupt my ability to prepare for trial, to move me into a controlled environment known as the D.C. gulag, or what's also known as the D.C. federal jail.
Support Jeremy Brown in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, September 4th at 9:30 a.m. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That guy I've interviewed him, he's a great man. Such a good person. Yep, when tyrants rule, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. That's a butchering, the original is. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. All right, I have masses of incredible news we haven't covered yet, and I'm going to hit on all of it, but I want to take your calls in this hour. So when we return after this quick one-minute break, when we join over 300 radio stations to the enemy's chagrin and frustration, which I love to do, we will open the phone lines up and take your calls live, uncensored. All I ask is you got a point to make in a clear telephone line. So we come back in 60 seconds. We'll take your phone calls. Please follow me on X. That's the coordinates at Real Alex Jones of So Much Breaking News and Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Shh.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. From deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to hit some more big news, and then I'm going to give the number out to take your calls on the big subject I covered in the first and second hour. I want to get your take on it. I want to get your comment on it. Do you agree with me that Trump needs to make it a central campaign issue to not just talk about the 325,000 missing children? The New York Times confirms many in slave labor and many in sex slavery, many dead. He needs to pledge to find them and have a task force and save as many as we can, and then investigate from the top down to the bottom up the open facilitation of it, the ending of the DNA testing so unaccompanied or kids who weren't with their relatives could be smuggled in, and the NGOs. Trump needs to prosecute the people responsible. Isn't that what we need to focus on? The border is important, but this is the real sick heart of it. And then it's the right thing to do. It's super politically popular. It's got to happen. And what did you think of that incredible interview with Muckraker and the film they're about to release, actually finding kids and then finding people saying, yeah, I had kids. I don't know where they are. I gave them to somebody. I mean, think of the magnitude of that and let that sink in. So we're talking about human trafficking, not just here, but worldwide. Talking about the Democrats being involved in it, running it. Many of the Republicans being useless, just sitting on the sidelines, giving it lip service. What do we do? What do we tell Trump to do? What does Trump need to say? We're making this a focal point. We need to break through on this. We've already broken through. We need to go all the way through. The toll-free number to join us on this live Tuesday transmission is 877-789-2539. See it right there on screen. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And if you're Border Patrol or federal marshals or sheriff's deputies or police or firefighters or social workers and you've seen this stuff, it's all out there. We all know what's going on. It's admitted. But your eyewitness reports, though, give that local understanding and give that humanization to it. So we'll put you to the head of the line if you're people that have actually witnessed this. 877-789-2539. That is the one subject. Will you guys punch this phone system up for me so I can see it? Thank you. So 877-789-2539. And I see the phones are loaded. So we'll start going to those. And we will start taking your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. Is John in there yet? He is. Good. Okay. We're on the job there. All right. John also does our affiliate relations, does a great job, but the other folks are really great. He's really fast at not letting the callers, so that, because they want to be screened like other talk radios. They want to tell you what they want to talk about, and they want to talk a bunch. We're like, hey, what's the quick thing? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Boom, get you on. So the crew does a great job themselves, but it's just they're not, I don't want to say rude. John's not rude. We're just like, okay, thank you. You know, that's another subject. No, usually it's a free-for-all. 90% of the time, I open the phones up, any subject you want to cover. But I like to, you know, at least once a week say, this is the topic. I want to hear from you on this. And you can have a big event in England or a big event in Australia, a big event in Germany, a big event in Russia, a big event in Mexico, a big event in Brazil, a big event in South Africa. And we can get calls, usually 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 from that exact place, sometimes where it's happening. And they had the railway explosion. Remember that? Boom. That day had callers from there. They could see the smoke. So that's what's great about this is we're on all over the place, and we can give you intel from people on the ground. 877-789-2539. First caller, Shane, is what Trump needs to do. I'll be going to you in a minute. Matt in Colorado, election evil, solutions to fight the evil. Let me recap some of this and get into some of the news I haven't covered before we go to your calls. So as I told you last week, I said they've got Venezuelan gangs taking over stuff in Houston I know of, and they've done it there. It's other Texas cities that are blue. Most of the cities are blue. It's bad in Illinois. It's bad in New York, bad in New Jersey, horrible in Colorado, really bad in California, really bad in Oregon, really bad in Washington State. But it's everywhere. I have news articles of little towns in Colorado of 200 people, and now there's 300 illegals just show up with a bunch of kids with them, and half the time they're not even with women. Well, now we have the 911 call I played last hour. Chicago police called over armed Venezuelan migrants in apartment complex. 30 of them with guns and motorcycles throwing people out. 911 call. All of it with it happening. Another city, another apartment complex taken over by illegal aliens. And it goes on from there. You got Eric Weinstein saying, I don't know if Trump will be allowed to become president. Yeah, they're trying to kill him. Honduran illegal arrested for random knife attack on teen girl at Indiana baseball game. What's up with these people just stabbing folks randomly? Because they're pissed off, they're crazy. These countries are dumping their mentally ill and their criminals on us. Americans are increasingly fed up with illegal immigration as foreign gangs commit violent crimes. What about the kids being kidnapped? Hey, but if you're in Germany, they have radio and TV ads that tell women that are being raped to pee on the attacker. I think I'm joking. German government tells women being raped to pee. Well, that was a few years ago. Well, now this. Germany, after being widely mocked, Berlin police dropped recommendation to sing if you face a knife attacker. That happened every few hours. Police, being murdered, being killed. A knife crime becomes more and more everyday part of life in Germany. More and more people are concerned about how they should respond if they're attacked or threatened with a knife. The Berlin police tip to sing loudly has now been dropped from their website after being widely mocked on X. Yes, pee on them or sing to them. It's a screenshot of the homepage that circulated for a few days, according to which recommended that the event of an attack, you irritate the perpetrator through unexpected behavior such as singing. Yeah. How about you put your head between your legs and say good night? Writes Berlin police. However, they then go on to write that they have removed the advice from their website. This is recommended by the professional associations of psychiatry, among others. However, this advice does not correspond with our police experience and has therefore no longer been part of our recommendations. The flyer has already been updated on our website. I shouldn't laugh. How about if someone wants to rape you, you just bend over? That's basically what they're saying. Pee on them. Now, I want to play this. There's one clip of her doing it and another clip of her in another town in the same day. Same line, different accent. Transactional Kamala Harris, the ethnic chameleon. So when she's in Detroit, she comes up with some black accent I've never heard. How's y'all doing now? And then when she's in Georgia, she's like, how you doing there? I want me some trash. It's literally that bad. And then if she's talking to a Hispanic group, she goes, hello, everybody. What? I couldn't imagine if I got, say, invited to speak at a black church. And I'm, hi, thanks for having me here. You walk up, hello, everybody. How you doing today? People are like, get him off the stage. This is a lunatic that thinks people want you to mimic their accents. And then there's a black fellow I follow on X who made his comments about it. So let's play the clip by itself, the two clips together, and then the black fellow who's from the South saying this is very insulting. Here it is.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
For vacation time.
Because what we know,
thank unions for sick leave, thank unions for paid family leave, thank unions for your vacation time.
Let's just get through the next 64 days. How about
Kamala, Kamala, you're going to stop mocking Southern black women. You're going to stop that right now, Kamala Harris. 64 days, we got 64 days till the end, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you are an Indian woman from California. You don't talk like that. We got 64 days, y'all. Kamala, you gonna stop mocking Southern black women. Yeah, I happen to have a whole lot of them in my family, and you gonna stop playing with them, Kamala. You gonna stop it right now, Kamala. We ain't boo-boo the foo-foo. Don't no Indian woman talk like that. I don't know one Indian woman who say stuff like, oh, we got 64 days, y'all, and we be washing collard greens in our bathtub. You are an Indian woman from California. And you over here trying to sound like you was raised in somewhere in the dirty South. Like you was raised in Georgia. Like you was raised somewhere in the neck of the woods in Louisiana. A damn Indian from California trying to sound black so she can get a black vote. You ain't getting my girl, Kamala Harris. I'ma just, you know what? What I was going to say, I'm not even gonna say it because I'm trying to save my page. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to save my account. So I'm just not even gonna say it. I'ma just let people have at it in these comments. Have a nice day.
That's Terrence K. Williams. Let's see what the comments say. Scroll down. So let's read a few of those and we'll go to your calls. Folks, this is so fake. And it shows what a chameleon she is. She thinks people want you to talk like them. No, they don't. They want you to say what you mean and do what you say. Kamala Harris, it'd be like if the British Prime Minister came to Texas and doesn't even know how to do a Texas accent, doesn't even know there's an East Texas, a South Texas, a North Texas, a West Texas. And it'd be like if they showed up here, and instead of talking like this in his affected British accent, went, how's everybody doing there? How about we go out and cook us a possum today? And by the way, Kamala Harris's weird-ass accents don't even sound like black people from the South. They sound like something across between Porky Pig, Foghorn Leghorn, and the Beverly Hillbillies. How you doing there, Homer? But remember Hillary would go, when she'd be in Kentucky, she'd go, I don't always blow here, but I ain't gone too far. I mean, what the hell? All right, I just, she's not winning the election. She can only read off a teleprompter. She sat way down like a little kid, looking down at an iPad in her CNN interview. They had to tape for hours to get 20-something minutes. Oh, my God. But she's a puppet, and that's what they want. You know, when I go give a speech in New York City, I get up there and talk just like this. People like that. It's interesting. They want to hear somebody else. Somebody from New York comes down here. They talk in their accent. Imagine if somebody from New York came down to your state and was, like, trying to talk in your dialect. There's old Kamala, though, right there. She's about as black as I am. Nothing against Indians, I'm just saying. She always said, I'm the first Indian senator. But as soon as she ran for president, she's black. Like they say, you don't vote for her, you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. What's a white guy saying that? I mean, it's just crazy. Absolutely nuts. All right, let's go to your phone calls. We'll go to Shane, Matt, Frederick, Forrest, Larry, James, Amanda, John, Mike, and Jack in this hour. Let's go to Shane in Michigan on what Trump needs to do with the human trafficking. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Been a listener since 2016, and you woke me up as soon as I hit my adult age. But What I'm thinking Trump really needs to do is get out ahead of the narrative. As soon as he gets the chance to start dealing with this human trafficking stuff, he needs to make sure that everyone knows that he is going after the human traffickers. He's not just going to go after migrant children and deport them and, like, kick them out of here. They need to know that he's going for violent criminals, not just some street gang that sells crack on the side of the road.
And he needs to go after DHS that enabled it, Mayorkas and the border czar Kamala Harris.
Yeah, he needs to gut that whole system. Like, it's proven that they're just ran by people who...
No, I agree. He needs to say, we're not going to deport people that don't have a violent history for under the age of 14, especially those that have been trafficked, and we're going to take the money from the people that victimized it and give it to them. And he needs to make them the victims, because they are, and then he needs to say he's going after DHS down to the bottom, to the coyotes, down to the smugglers.
Yeah, and there needs to be serious indictments from top down. Even some of the foot soldiers that just say, I'm just doing my job. I was told to drive this kid to here. Well, you see them dropping kids off in the middle of a field to some random guy, and the kid looks scared. Like, if I was doing that, what the hell?
It's illegal. It's illegal. But if the leftist sees you spank your kid for running out in the street, they'll call CPS on you. They'll come and running. Absolutely. Great point, Shane. Matt in Colorado. Matt, you're on the air worldwide.
Pleasure to talk to you again, Alex. Calling about pretty much all the topics that are facing us in this world today. You know, I think we have hope with Trump, but the fact of the matter is we have a rogue force within our system, and it's in every institution. It's in every corner. And just like I told the screener when I called in, I think I have a metaphor for the solution. However, it's drastic. And I think, like, if you're fixing up a classic car, and you've got some rust in the fenders. Most people know this. You can put Bondo on the rust, and you can paint it. But a couple years later, that Bondo is going to show up again. You're going to have to go through the whole thing again. Now, if you cut the rust out and you fill in that spot like you should, then the rust never comes back, or at least, you know, not for another 50, 60 years. But I think we're up against such a rogue force right now that, you know, we have Jesus on our side. We have God on our side. We're going to sit back and be patient. But, you know, when does the sleeping giant wake up? Yes, people got jobs. They want to go live their life, be Americans, you know, seek out the American dream. But most of that stuff's gone. I'm a small business owner. I've been following you for about 15 years. I'm a supporter, purchaser of your products. Google's pretty much erased my business. I voted for Trump both last elections. Our voter records are public information in Colorado, so we're able to be targeted and removed from the system. And as they're removing us, the good people, I think we need to start thinking about the real game plan for removing this rust from our system, or we're going to lose.
I agree with you. And, I mean, this is a takeover. The globalists are doing this because they believe they're going to get away with it. And that's why we can't just act like it's normal and just kind of bitch about it. We've got to go completely wild and just put heat to the Republicans' asses. So don't just talk about 325,000 missing kids. Talk about how it happened, who did it, how they stopped the DNA testing, how they're smuggling in nighttime flights, and how he's going to prosecute them. He needs to annihilate her in 7 days of that debate. He should just open up on her ass, ignore all their fake questions, and just destroy that pig. I appreciate your call. We're moving fast now. James in Ohio, human trafficking the border and what Trump should do about it.
Yeah, Alex, calling in for the point you asked everybody to call in on, and then I have an ask of you.
Sure.
Number one, just start the war on child sex trafficking. Who can't get behind that? Have RFK head it up. If Trump went live, or whenever his debate is, or now to the debate, I'm starting a war on child sex trafficking.
Exactly. Call it a war. Exactly. Yes. We've had all these fake. Yes. Well, the war on the pedos is the real one.
Yeah, war on the pedos. And that will help stop the illegals coming over for two, because I think they're using that as a front to have child sex trafficking. And that would hit the enemy so hard, because you know the satanic end of that.
It's their weak spot, plus it's the right thing to do. I mean, we've got them. The people are going to agree with us, 90%. It's true. They start raiding these Walmarts full of the kids. It's all on record. And they start, you know, having local SWAT teams when the plane lands. I don't care if you've got some federal license to fly smuggle kids. Have a huge scene. You know, take them to jail. Then the feds are going to run like cockroaches. The feds aren't going to show up with the FBI. Hey, we got 100 smuggled kids as young as two with no paperwork. How dare you? It's time to move against them. And we don't move against them in a physical war. We move. The left does vigilantism. Like when they had the U.S. trustee for the Justice Department outside the federal judge's order try to close the doors here 9 weeks ago. And people didn't believe it when I said it. Then it was in the news. Yeah, they tried to close it without an order. The judge fired him as soon as he had a hearing in 2 weeks. But I had to basically sleep up here because they kept trying to do it. That was vigilantism. This isn't vigilantism by us. We just follow the law. And that's what it's about. And we hit them on the child trafficking. That's their soft underbelly. It's so criminal. They overreached on it. They killed the DNA testing 2.5 years ago. I thought it was last year when Biden said, I don't want the funding anymore. 8 months ago. No, it turns out 2 years before that, he just refused to let them use the money they had allotted again so they could cover the tracks of the kids. I mean, it's so sick, man. They are running it. They're not facilitating it. The NGOs are running it, and the Border Patrol are like their butlers. Anything else?
Yeah, it's their heart physically and spiritually. But I've been a listener since I was 21. I'm 34 now. You woke me up. And I started a very successful company called Ohio Energy Management. With the thought behind having a 360 win product. And we've been so successful, a group of big investors carbon copied my company out there in Texas. And if I could send your crew or you some information, I think we kind of developed a product that fits the formula for what you're trying to do with the InfoWar listener, the 360 win, and I think it could help.
Tell me about it. What's the name of the company again?
So my company is named Ohio Energy Management. The company in Texas is Ohio Energy Management Solutions. We're an energy management firm, both commercial and residentially. We service 4,000 residents across the state of Ohio and 800 businesses. We've been in business since 2000.
Well, let me ask you a question. I don't know anything about this, but it sounds interesting. Why would a company copy you and even call it the same thing to try to get your business?
No, they gave me 25% ownership of it, and I wouldn't sell out to private equity.
Got it.
So instead of, yeah, so they just carbon, they're well connected. There's only two ways to make sales, cold calls and referrals. So when I started, it was cold calls. So your cost of acquisition is so high that your product like has to work or you're out of business. But when you introduce a good product to a group of people that are heavily connected, at that point, it's just a referral business.
Sure, sure. What do you do? Energy optimization or what?
Yeah, so this is energy is a big issue right now. And you guys talk a lot about gold and, you know, preparedness, but the majority of Americans' power bills have practically doubled.
No, you're right. If you can save money on power, that's money in the bank.
So what we do is we just go out and we buy the energy wholesale. And we deliver it to our customer cheaper than what the utility can give it.
Makes sense. Hey, hold on. Give me your info and tell me why you want to talk. Thank you. Give me your name and number right now. We'll be right back with more calls. I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready, and that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is They're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool secure encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones, every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team, the guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a baby stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's gonna be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down, everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
But I want to go back to the story we just mentioned last hour, talk about a little bit more before I go back to your calls. So, you can't swing a stick in the dark, as I say, on Capitol Hill around the Democrats and not hit a communist Chinese spy. The Democrats, in the last 16 years, have controlled the Justice Department for 12. I can't think of any Republicans on the communist Chinese payroll, but Mitch McConnell. And the Bushes were on the Chinese communist payroll to a great extent as well. And I'm not defending Republicans. It's just that a very low percentage of them are on the communist Chinese payroll. Now, both parties are on the Israeli payroll. And I don't hate Israel, but at the same time, I don't like Israel being involved in manipulating our politics. That's wrong. It's stealing our secrets as well. So Israel's a close second to communist China. But communist China is the trillion-pound elephant on our back or monkey on our back. And, I mean, Walls, it takes an hour to go over it, but, I mean, his background, the Confucian Society in college, recruiting young people to go to China, getting married there, saying he loves communism, loves socialism, his wife loves riots, loves the smell of burning tires, socialism being a good neighbor, he loves Mao, he hands out little red books, military officer, classic MO. And of course, people that served with him said that he was playing a military officer. It was like he was an actor. He would never show up for anything. When it was time to be deployed for the first time ever, he didn't deploy. He quit. And then he ran around and lied about stolen valor, carrying weapons in war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Take hours to go over this, but you have to understand, when I say the Democratic Party, more than half of them are on the Chinese Communist payroll. And most of those, what they make you do is to get the Chinese Communist money, you have to put your chief of staff, whether it's Swallowswell or whether it's Feinstein, those are well-known names, I mentioned those. You have to put a Chi-Com agent as your chief of staff or as your booker or scheduler. That's the bare minimum. So, overhead shot. When CNN and the New York Times report on this, they just go, former aide to New York governor charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. That means a spy. That's CNN. Here's another headline. Former aide to New York governor Hochul charged with being an agent of Chinese government. No, being a spy. Linda Sun, former Kathy Hochul aide, arrested months after FBI ran her home. Now, here's the key. They all say aide. Here's Reuters. Former aide, Reuters. Now, here's what really happened. She was the deputy chief of staff, you see? And they're usually an attractive or somewhat attractive woman because they're sex operatives. I'm not saying she's a sex operative, but it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. I would bet my right arm that she was having sex with the politicians and also compromising them. Probably a lot of them. I had to guess she probably had sex with 30 members of the legislature. I would just throw that as a low number. So that's how they work. And then once they compromise you, I don't want to tell anybody what you gave me about those bids and contracts. If you just take the money and give me more, I know you're over the commission with the nuclear reactor. I know you're on the board for military bases. We could give you $500,000 in gold. You wonder why they've sold the country out. They've put a bunch of spies in, folks. And this country is a free-for-all right now. So they're like, hey, we're already shipping drugs in. Fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine. Why don't we just ship in kids? Yeah. Use it for slave labor, sex slavery. Yeah. I mean, these are villains that make the Joker look like a Boy Scout. And they've always got some stupid front woman. Oh, women are non-threatening. Here, let's put women in charge. She wants to have quarantines, forced injections. She's a frickin' monster. But they know with our epigenetics, we are not threatened by women. So the villains have put women in everywhere. And I'm not against women in positions of power, but get good, loyal Americans. You know that they couldn't find a real black woman that's smart to be VP or president? They just use that as a gimmick. Oh, look, she's black. Hey, they're so dumb. We'll tell them she's black. Slave owners from Jamaica, you can't make it up. Amanda in South Carolina, thanks for holding your own ear worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I've never met anybody like you that thinks like I do so much. In fact, on Saturdays, I get kind of lonesome because it's like I'm not with you that day.
You're a sweetheart.
I have to have my Alex fix, just like sometimes I have to have my Ronnie Van Zant fix.
Oh, but yeah.
On this is, I love that you speak out and you let us know and tell us. But as far as Trump goes, about the kids, the way I feel about it is maybe he just needs to keep low for now. And then bust him when he comes in. Like, Alex, if I'm going to hit you, I'm especially not going to threaten you, but I'm not even going to tell you I'm going to do it. I mean, does that make sense?
No, I agree. Trump has a lot of stuff on his plate. He's already hitting on this. I think he does it up front and puts him on notice. They already got all his phones tapped. They already know what he's planning. He's going to shut the border down, and he will deport the smugglers. That's not enough. He needs to level his political guns at Kamala and blow her away at the debate.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you, because I've just had a bad feeling. I worry about it. You and Tucker going to Pennsylvania, and, you know, I'm sure y'all have security, but I just worry about it.
Well, listen. The number one thing until you're about 50, you know this statistically, is car wrecks. That's number one killer. After that, it's cancer and heart attacks. I still put my darling children in the car. Most of them are grown up. My seven-year-old in the car, and I still drive her. I try to do defensive driving. I try to drive safe. I do that, but I still want to be mobile, and that's the way the world works, so I do it. And it's the same thing. Going to Pennsylvania on the 23rd with Tucker, they say they've already sold more tickets to this than anything else, and they're having to expand out the whole arena. Looks like there might be 30,000 people there. So I hope people will be there. Internal arenas are a lot safer, but I would put the odds of somebody coming after us at very low, because we're able to wake people up, but we're not Trump, who could actually bring down the whole system. So, but I do understand your concern. I'd be a little worried about getting on a private jet if it was, say, Joe Rogan, and because he's moving along towards our way of view, and say Tucker Carlson, and say Bobby Kennedy. I mean, if I was getting on an airplane with Trump and I saw all these people on there, I would think that, okay, this is probably not a good idea. I don't think we should put all our eggs in one basket. That's why they usually keep the vice president separate from the president, once of the president, so that that isn't an issue. But I hear you. Anything else, Amanda?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you.
I'll be praying for you.
Thank you. I need those prayers. Believe me. Thank you very much. That's the most important thing you can do. Thank you very much. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So I have 30 years service with the sheriff's office in Harris County. That's Houston. And I think that every time you go to a intersection, pull out your cell phone and start recording the illegal aliens that are selling flowers. They've got their children. Start using your cell phones to and put it on Facebook and send it to the media stations to expose all this stuff. It's everywhere in Houston. The other thing is all the human trafficking and these guys that are doing it, they're moving into all your neighborhoods, the low-end neighborhoods, middle-class neighborhoods, upper-end neighborhoods in Kingwood, different places like that. They're moving in. There's no hiding it. If you talk to them, they'll tell you that now these are the people that are here illegally. They'll tell you they prefer to be here because at least there's rules and laws here. But as a sheriff deputy that's retired now, I can tell you that sheriff deputies, they're afraid to do their jobs because they'll get fired for doing their jobs and doing what's done correctly. All the law enforcement reporting systems are tied into federal databases, and the funding for the sheriff's offices in the big metropolitan cities is all federal grant money. There's no more local money doing local control for local sheriffs.
And by the way, let me stop you, and I'm going to give you the floor, John. I apologize. I said if law enforcement called in, I put you out of the line. But I screen the calls so little, basically we don't. I didn't even read what people are calling about till I go to you. So I just went from the top to the bottom. I should have, when I said I'd go to you first, actually read what the callers were calling about. So I'm sorry. But yeah, this is a critical call. And I don't just believe you. I know everything you're saying is true. What happened 3 years ago? Biden ordered the FBI to no longer release crime statistics for the 100 and I think six, for the exact, it was 100 and something biggest cities. So that's most of the big cities, folks. And so they don't even release them. And then they said, oh, crime went down 0.2% since Trump because they just didn't release the crime statistics. And as you said, they tie the grant money to you guys having low crime statistics, so they bake it in. And I've talked to APD where right in front of the W Hotel, somebody gets shot and killed. They will then change the murder point in the crime statistics to a horrible spot in East Austin. So, yeah, there's all sorts of ways to cook it. Explain this to people that aren't experts from your expertise what's happening.
So, for instance, in you take University of Texas at Austin, all around the Capitol, the 6th Street area, all of that is gone. That's a foreign nation right there. Human trafficking is just, it's out of control there. And Austin, there's...
I've gotten video, interrupt you again. I've gotten video, not even trying, with Steven Crowder one time, of literally women in their panties that look like they're 20 years old with sores all over their body outside crack house doors on 6th Street, drug dealing openly, knife attacks, stabbings, prostitutes, and I mean underage ones. Sorry, I interrupted again. Elaborate about what you know about 6th Street.
So Austin police cadets are actually, they'll get into the academy, they'll graduate, and then they leave because the smarter ones know that they can never thrive and survive and do their jobs. Their federal grant money is operating these agencies. It's not local money. And the administrators are all tied in with your local real estate type attorneys that are tied in with the higher echelon attorneys. And the attorneys, they'll never tell on each other. You can have what's a good attorney and a pedophile, you know, sex trafficking attorney. They're friends. They drink together. They go to the same bars. And they'll never tell on each other. So our best weapons are our cell phones. You have to start recording all this stuff, put it out online, send it into the media, send it into alternative media, flood the system. The next is these people that are being human trafficked. They don't like it, and they like being – you can talk to them. They'll tell you, we prefer it here because at least there's rules. Now, the children, you go to any intersection in Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and you will see little children being used as slave labor, and that's just what we see. Take all the predominantly illegal alien neighborhoods, right? Look at their cantinas. Their cantinas have large cinder block areas. It's full in the back of people who are just being housed in there. They never leave slave labor. The sheriffs in these big blue cities, right, they're all in cahoots, and they won't let their deputies do their jobs. And then so the deputies, they just take it easy. They just barely do the minimum amount of work, go home, get their paychecks, and they're actually afraid to do their jobs. And then the big blue DA prosecutors, it's true. They're bought and paid for, and it seems like by their court schedules that they're just trying to cause chaos in the counties. So another thing too is the Patriot Act. I'm a staunch constitutionalist, but the Patriot Act, it's got to be utilized here. When they've got to start bringing in special forces. I'm sorry to say it, but on a limited and on a very thoughtful basis, they got to start using special forces to battle these different enemy.
Well, you know what went on before to stop this from happening, and nobody really knows about it. In the old days, they had special units of Army and Marine Corps officers, and they would just go kill the gang leaders. And so all they would do is execute them, and then you never heard about it. But that was when the government was stopping Latin American crime from coming here, just like Bukele has done in El Salvador. Because they're not just putting 50,000 of them in a prison because they have MS-13 and they've all committed crimes, so they've gotten due process. They're killing the leadership. That's what this comes down to.
Well, it can be done legally through the Patriot Act, but most importantly is Texas has everything to combat these problems, but the sheriffs and the district attorneys, the media stations, they're all in cahoots.
No, instead they use the Patriot Act against citizens for, you know, nothing.
Well, the Patriot Act can be used correctly to go after these enemy combatants.
Yeah, they're definitely, they're carrying out military criminal operations. They're not U.S. citizens. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, John. Great points. Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're already in the emergency. The question is, will they have an emergency to take all of our rights, or will we use an emergency to end the emergency? We're already there. We've already been brought there. The caller's right. It's a bad situation. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I think one of the things that people aren't talking about with this migration madness influx of children is I think almost 100% that there's also organ harvesting happening after they use up the kids.
That's actually come out in Europe, in Ukraine, and here. It's all confirmed.
Yeah, it's like a part of the playbook there. Also, like it was seen in the Balkans. And I agree with Trump, though. You know, we're kind of put in a situation that the only move that there is to make is what, like, Serbia and other countries did, which is you have to kick out the invading group. Otherwise, it's going to, you know, what's going to happen in the U.S.?
Yeah, we've got to deport the military-age men. But the... the NGOs and the groups running it, they have to be politically decapitated.
Yeah, and you know, we need to have a process for bringing in migrants and new Americans. I'm not saying there shouldn't be any immigration. You know, we need to keep up with India and China, but there needs to be regulation and a process. Otherwise, like the previous caller says, it's just going to be chaos. And the chaos is part of the Illuminati process, which is, you know, you make the chaos and then you provide the solution. You're kind of double dipping in that way, making double the money, you know, causing the problem and then also cleaning up the problem. And I think the next step we're going to see here also is like how you see in Canada and France, and also in the Balkans, the burning of churches. I think that's going to start increasing here in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, they just burned down a brand new, giant, beautiful cathedral, one of the first they built in decades. They burned hundreds of churches in France alone. They keep catching the Islamists doing it, and the media covers it up. The Muslims are burning down the churches. They see the West as a threat. They've been invading us for 1,300 years. It's a fact. Thank you, Jack. Let's go to William in Scotland. Thanks for holding, William. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. My question is as follows. You recently said that we all need to become Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. So how are we going to do that? What's the game plan? If you could, you could lay out the vision, the mission, our values, the strategy, the tactics, and give us options, because different strokes for different folks.
Okay, I had a caller Friday say this. I had a caller ask me solutions, and I brainstormed and wrote so many notes, I didn't do it Saturday or Sunday. I need to get up off my butt, and I need to do it today. But the biggest thing is become the media. You don't need, as the last retired deputy said, and he had a great idea, but to send it to the media, that's important. So don't be territorial about it, but start your own X account, and they won't ban you for a while. Start your own Instagram account or Facebook account on Meta, and just go out to anywhere in a blue city, feces, needles, children being smuggled, kids being handed off. Just show it and just put it online. Even if your account's small at first, it'll get picked up. You'll be getting hundreds of thousands of views pretty quick if you get any dramatic footage, if not tens of millions. You send it to us at tips at Infowars.com. Or you know, send it to me on X. And we got a whole team on there. I mean, it's mainly me posting stuff, but the team's reading it and looking at it. And number one, shine a spotlight on things. Number two, be healthy. I'm trying to do the same thing myself. Get close to God. There's so many different options. Vote. Be politically engaged. Don't support any leftist organizations. Try to support mom and pops. I mean, there's a million different things you could do. I've written like 8 pages of notes so far. Or hand wrote them. I need to type them out. And I'm going to do a big, idea on solutions. But the biggest thing is, don't overthink it. So many people have to start an organization or have a plan to fix everything. Just start going to speaking to city council on any of the big issues. People will see it there. It'll be on local cable TV. It'll get picked up on the news. Make it picked up online. People love that. I mean, just use any public venue you can. If you see a live news report, they're doing the weather. Jump in front of it and say the mainstream media lies. The government's, helped kidnap 300+ thousand children. I mean, I told people back during 2016, go out and say Bill Clinton's a rapist. He is. On national TV, it happened like 100 times. Had a major effect. Put me in their hit sites. But I mean, you got power. And so, last night, I almost turned around and drove back to the homeless guy with a baseball bat, all crazy, walking out in the green light, trying to get hit by a car. But I was super tired. It was 9 o'clock. I, wanted to tuck my 7-year-old in, because I've been on a movie with my parents. So I almost turned around to go get it on tape. And I'm not saying put yourself in danger, but just show people the road warrior scenarios happening. Raise the alarm. You are the Paul Revere's.
Right, right. Listen, Alex, I've got one concern. And there's one thing for me that's missing, and that is love. I think love is what wins. And I think we all need to remember, and something myself included needs to remember, is that love is a verb, but it's also a noun. It's a state of being. And one of the observations I have is that on one side, we've got the ignorant, the incurious, the people who just keep voting for the blue team. On the other side, we've got the truthers. And myself included, sometimes I've been a toxic truther, Alex. Sometimes I operate from arrogance. Sometimes I operate from impatience. And I'm not being in that state of love. So I think that's where we have to be. I'm aware of it. I'm working on it. But I think when we get there, the winning almost becomes
No, I hear you, William. William, I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's been said by many people, so no one knows who said it first. but it's true to the point of being cliche. That's why they're cliches, because they're true. You don't fight an enemy because you hate them. You fight the enemy to protect the people you love that are behind you. And so love is the place to come from. And I've fought the globalists with hate before, never the majority of my energy, but I've cut it way back. I fight them with love, with focus, with determination, with compassion. And I pity the globalists. They're going straight to hell. All right, we're going to go to break. We got Gerald Celente coming up, but I'm going to get to Forrest, Frederick, Animal, Rich, and Mike very quickly. I'm going to give each caller a minute and a half, but please stay there. I want to talk to you. And then we'll hand the baton about 10 after or so to the great Gerald Celente. Again, I'm going to say this because it's a fact. If you don't support us, we will shut down. And InfoWars and our crew and our reporters and our documentary filmmakers, we're reaching conservatively with the main show and the clips and things we do freshly every day. Let's be conservative. 20 million people. The clips of old shows and current ones, I can't even track. That's probably 50 million? I mean, I don't know. It's we're everywhere. And the stuff I did 20 years ago is even stronger today. It's what I call ultra green. It's not evergreen, meaning it's important today as important as it was 10 years ago. It's more important because most of it's happened. So we really are having a great effect. God put us in this position, and I humbly ask you to consider the vast majority of you that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com and never supported our main sponsors to go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the incredible Rocket Rest Sleep Aid, that the compound of natural herbs and things that give you deep, restful sleep. It's so good for your immune system and more. All the nano silver products without fluoride and any additives, like the toothpaste with the tea tree oil and the iodine and the turmeric. I mean, these things, we throw the kitchen sink at it. They're concentrated, no fillers. The Next Level Foundational Energy that's about to sell out, that isn't a stimulant but has that effect with no letdown. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com, and we've got the big Labor Day sale going on right there. We have the colloidal silver, 30 parts per million. That's labeled by the top company in the U.S. For us, we sell for $10 less than Whole Foods does. Great topical, great to be ingested, antiviral, antibacterial. drjonesnaturals.com. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com with the InfoWars MD line of incredible turmeric 95, basically the same formula as Bodies, has a 95% curcuminoid. Some of the other things in it a little bit different than it. It's apples and oranges. They're both great. We have the Turbo Force that's going to be coming back in stock soon. It'll be available at drjonesnaturals.com. But we have about to sell out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Dr. Jones Naturals line with so many great products, like the CBD gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture at lower price. You're going to find high quality anywhere. DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com to find all those great products. DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWars.com. Hour number four. More calls at Gerald Celente. Straight ahead. I talk a lot about the high quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.